doing the Sedra Dorot, and we're holding the year is 2023. And there was a heavy famine in Canaan, and Avram took all his belongings down to Mitzrayim, and they lived by the Nile. They had been traveling down to Egypt, so it wasn't the Nile, I'm sorry, it was Nachal Mitzrayim, where they camped. And Avram and Sarai walked by the beach, by Nachal Mitzrayim, and Avram looks into the water, and suddenly he realizes, boy, is she beautiful. So he takes Sarai, and he puts her in a casket, puts her in a box, and when they come to the Egyptian border, so the border control forcibly opens the box to see what he's hiding in there, and they bring her before Pharaoh, and he gave gifts to every person who got her, anyone who had a hand in bringing her before him. Sarai was taken to Pharaoh's house on the Yom Tov of Pesach. So she sent silver and gold and precious... The king sent silver and gold and precious stones to Avram. And they brought Avram and they gave him a position as a politician, now that he's a relative of the queen. And that night that Pharaoh took Sarai, so he gave Avram a huge post. And that night, so Sarai's davening and Avram's davening, save me from the hands of this villain. And Hashem sent an angel to save Sarai. And Pharaoh took even more sheep and cattle and servants and maids and silver and gold, and he gave Avram and he gave him Sarai back. And he even took a girl that he had from one of his concubines, and he gave her to Sarai to be her maid. And Pharaoh said to his daughter, you're better off being a maid in this woman's house from being one of the women in my house, one of the women who are in charge of my house. And Avram returned back to Canaan. Lot also had a lot of wealth, and he led his shepherds go to other people's fields. And obviously a fight erupted between Avram's shepherds and Lot's shepherds. What are you doing letting your sheep graze from other people? So Lot went off and lived in Sodom, and Avram lived in Eloni Mamre by Hebron for a long time. Now, in the Sefer Yochsin, it says that the Pharaoh who lived in Avram's time, his name was Tutis, and he died, and he left behind a small child, and the queen, his mother, her name was Turia, and she gave her maid Hagar to Sarai. In the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer and in the Medrash Yalkut, it says that Hagar was Pharaoh's daughter, not the maid of the queen, but rather Pharaoh's daughter. And we'll pick up here, Bezalel Hashem.